Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
Hello.
Hello, Diana. It's Thursday here at the Tech Table.
We have different themes on Thursday.
Yeah, it's theme Thursday. And since, you know, the holiday season, we're going to talk about Thanksgiving decorations.
Ah, yes, this is a good time to do that. We've got another week yet, so.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, I don't know what you need to decorate for Thanksgiving.
Well, just to feel festive.
I always feel festive. You give me a turkey and I'm happy.
Ah.
That's pretty much what it's about. But, okay, so I'm sure you have some really creative, cute, fun things to do.
Well, I was looking up some good kid crafts idea. Now, I don't have kids yet.
Right.
But
neither do I.
I do like doing kids crafts myself. It's just really
our engineer's
on my
cracking
level.
Up. I love it. Our engineer's cracking
and
up.
And I'm ignoring.
You're ignoring my smart remarks. But yeah, we don't have kids. But okay, no. So anyway, yeah. But there are great fun things for kids to do.
Yeah, and I'm not the most crafty person in the world. I mean, I enjoy it and I'm actually decent at it, but I just don't do it that often. So anyway, enough about me. One of the first things that came into my head when I was thinking about, you know, Thanksgiving crafts was back in the day, I don't know if you did this, Justin, where you traced your hand and the tracing around the thumb part, you made that like the neck and head of the turkey.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and so you'd color it in, and then your fingers were the feathers, like the tail feathers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you remember doing that?
Yep,
and you just color it in however you want.
Yep.
So markers, crayons. What was your choice of?
Usually I used crayons, I think.
Uh-huh.
I was a crayon guy.
I like
the big
pencils.
Box. I like the big box of crayons, you know.
Oh, it was like 64 or even bigger?
Well, I mean, if I could have got mom to buy like a 96 one. Did they go up to 128 or something these days?
Yeah, I don't know for sure, but they make them. Yeah, and then you have the built-in sharpener.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That was cool. So I used to sharpen it just to get the shavings, though.
Okay.
I just thought it was fun. Yeah, I know. This is why mom didn't buy me the big boxes of crayons.
Ruin your crayons.
I digress. Moving on.
Moving on. You know, we always like to incorporate tech here. So there's a website, HGTV, which I don't know if you watch that network if you have cable, but it's one of my favorites.
Home and Garden Television, right? Yep, HGTV.
So if you go there, again, you know, do a basic search. There's one here that's through, like, the handmade crafts and then Thanksgiving kids crafts, is, you know, and then they have pictures for everything. So there's a really cool one I saw. It's like a placeholder, a place card, if you're going to have seating that's, you know, essentially assigned. You just have simple little elements like a clear plastic cup and fill it with either malted milk balls or maybe, chocolate-covered espresso beans.
Oh, wow.
Those are good,
right? Those are good.
Or Reasons. They kind of look like maybe they could be those little Reasons candies,
sure,
too. And then put a little picture of a turkey face. I know.
They're cute, though. They
on
are cute.
One end.
I'm looking at it. It's cute.
It is cute. And then cut out some feather shapes from some construction paper.
Right.
And write the name for
whoever's gonna sit there. Yeah, because
that's the turkey tail. Put that on the back.
Is that what you call it?
I think so.
I guess it's called
feathers.
Tail feathers,
I'm
probably.
Sure someone out there knows, and they can write in and let us know.
I know. We didn't raise. We had chickens on the farm, but I did not have
turkeys.
Nope, no turkeys. Yeah.
So that's a placeholder. There's some really good other little crafts. Paper straw necklaces, paper leaf centerpieces, again, with branches from the yard. Cut the paper leaves and then paste on the ends of the twigs and then put in a vase.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So those are all at hgtv.com.
Right.
Yeah. So some interesting decorating ideas.
Right.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Diana, for sharing that with us.
Yeah.
Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.